It's a blessing that never gets old, does it? Jesus loves me. Wow. Good job. Thank you, Naomi, for that tonight. All right, young'uns are coming to sing for us tonight, the elementary choir. So make your way up here, kiddos. By the way, pray for Mary Reardon any day now with her and the baby. So don't forget to pray for Mary if you think about it. She'll be having that child, Lord willing, any day now. All right, sing out, young'uns. We'll be glad to hear you. Good singing tonight. Appreciate that. Very, very good. All right. Daniel chapter 9. Find your place there in the Old Testament book of Daniel chapter 9. It was a total wipeout tonight in King's Kids. The girls smashed the boys. 6-0. 6-0. They missed the extra point, but they scored the touchdown. And they won 6-0. There was a lost tooth on every row of King's Kids. Brother Marty, maybe the first time that's ever happened. All five rows, and the girls, one of the girls swallowed her lost tooth, so she didn't have anything to show for it. But anyway, all right. I love being over there with those kids for a few minutes. I love seeing Brother Marty and all the workers there with the children in King's Kids. Good singing tonight. All right, let's stand together. If you found your place in Daniel chapter 9, I'm going to begin reading in verse 3. Here's what the scripture says. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes and our fathers and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee. Now listen to this, but unto us confusion of faces. As at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, that we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of our God, of the Lord our God, to walk in his way, his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. I want to speak tonight on why we have confusion of face. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you tonight for all that we've enjoyed, seeing the pictures of the Spanish having their special day. Thank you for that ministry. Thank you for how you've blessed it. God, I pray that you'll grow it. I pray they'll continue to reach different Hispanic people in the area. And Lord, thank you for the open door to go to Matson and to have these folk come. And may you just bless it. And then, Lord, thank you for the kids singing and the beautiful piano special and all the good music we've enjoyed tonight. But now we come to the preaching of your word. And Father, I pray that tonight you'll help us get some truth from this passage that'll benefit our time being in service tonight. Thank you for your word. It is truth. And I pray that you'll set us apart a little bit tonight through the truth that will be preached. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. And amen. Thank you. Be seated. Daniel was quite a man. I don't have to go over all that to explain that to you. You know, we recognize him as one of the few characters in the Bible about whom nothing negative is mentioned. You know, we know him as a young man standing for his upbringing as a Jewish youth, standing against the pressure of a godless culture. And I hope that you young people will do that down the road if Jesus stays in heaven. I hope that you'll stand for your upbringing as a child of God here in your home and in this church and if you go to this school. And I hope you'll stand against the pressure of a godless culture. Because it's not going to become more godly, folks. It's going to become more godless. So it's going to happen. Daniel did that, refusing to defile himself with the king's meat and drink. We know Daniel as a courageous man, unafraid to speak truth to a perverse and immoral king who came under God's judgment. He interpreted God's message that was written on the wall with the finger of a man's hand during a vile party. You remember that. We know him as a man of principle and prayer, continuing to pray three times a day toward Jerusalem with his window open after a law was passed, making it illegal to pray to any authority besides the king who had been deceived. In chapter 9, we learn that this seasoned saint of God, he's under Darius's reign now. That's the fourth king that Daniel has served under. And we find him as this seasoned saint who is a student of the Word of God. Look at verse number 2. The Bible says, in the first year of his reign, talking about Darius, I, Daniel, understood, watch this, by books, the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. You understand what that's saying, folks? That's understanding that Daniel went to the word of God. He went to the writings of the prophet Jeremiah because he wanted to understand just how long this captivity was going to last. He'd already been under the reign of these kings, and he understood that it was going to last 70 years, and he was a student of the Word of God. Now, the Bible says there in verse number 3 that this greatly disturbed him, and so he went to prayer. He didn't go to prayer to ask God for material provisions. He went to confess and show God how sorry he was for the complete demise of the nation that God had chosen as his own. Do you understand that? These folks are in captivity. They're homeland has been ransacked. Their houses are destroyed. The temple is destroyed. The walls are torn down. The nation has experienced a complete, this is the nation chosen by God. And it's been completely destroyed. And Daniel is horribly sorry. And he confesses and he prays, the Bible says, with sackcloth and ashes. And then in verses 5 and 6, he uses several verbs to describe the nation of Israel and particularly Jerusalem's condition before God. You see the word sinned in verse 5 and the words committed iniquity. And you see done wickedly. And you see have rebelled. And you see even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Hey folks, this is more than confessing to a few failures. This is more than confessing to a few mistakes. This is laying bare the true condition of the nation of Israel and Judah. We've sinned against you. And he confesses that they had not listened to the prophets who had preached in God's name over and over again. In the books of the prophets recorded here, you'll find the words Lord and Word mentioned over and over again in the same verse. You'll read, thus saith the Lord. And you'll read, the word of the Lord came unto me. Those were common sayings as the prophets preached to the people. But the people had not listened. They had not heeded the plain, truthful preaching of God's men. Not just for a short time, for years and years and years. And even though Daniel himself does not seem to be personally guilty of these sins, doesn't seem like he's guilty of them at all, you know what he does? As an Israelite, as a Hebrew, he owned them. He owned them. And you see that by him using the different types of pronouns. We, our, and us in the prayer that he makes to God. And then in verses 7 and 8, he calls the result of this sin, the result of this iniquity, the result of this wickedness, rebellion, and departing from God, he calls that confusion of face. And in verse 8, he uses it in the plural. Confuses, verse 7, it's in the plural. Verse 8, it's in the singular. Every individual Jew and the nations corporately of Israel and Judah as a whole are left with confusion of faces. Confusion of face because of their sin, because of their iniquity, because of their wickedness, because of their rebellion, because of their departing from God. Daniel called it, we're left with confusion of face. Now, what is confusion of face? Well, the word confusion means shame. It means the feeling and the condition as well as its cause. That's what confusion means. Face means just what it is. It means the face. It's not just the physical features of the face. It includes the countenance. The phrase confusion of face is best understood by remembering the look on your child's face when you confronted them about something that they had done wrong. And they realized it. And their countenance falls. And their eyes are cast down. And their eyes are dull. And their mouth and their lips are turned down. And when you say, look at me, they barely raise their heads. That's what's talking about confusion of face. Confusion of face. It's this awareness that we have sinned. I have broken Dad's law. I've broken mom's commandment, her orders. I've been disobedient. And there's that look of embarrassment and shame and guilt and sorrow because I have broken something, an order. I've disobeyed. And Daniel said confusion of face, shame that is felt and shown on the face, not only the condition but the cause. Belonged to the Jews individually and corporately. Look, it's one thing when you're shamed for doing something wrong that was the result of an accident. That's one thing. But people, it's altogether something different when the shame, when the confusion of face is caused by something done wrong when people knew they were doing wrong when they did it. And it's guilt. And I want to submit to us tonight, sadly, that America has confusion of face. Our politicians may not know it. I don't think they know much of anything. Most of the preachers in this country don't know it. Many of American citizens don't know it. Hollywood most definitely doesn't know it. The vast majority of the sports world doesn't know it. But for any of God's people who know the book, who know the book of God, we know that as a nation, we have confusion of face in this country. It's shameful. It's more than embarrassing. It's shameful what is going on in many areas in the life of our country.